We are talking today with Dr. Alexei Danilov about blood cancers. We know, I guess, leukemia maybe is the major name that we know, but take us, I guess, through how it affects the blood and what that means to our body.
Well, so yeah, so there are leukemias, which in essence means white cells in the blood. So leukemia and lymphoma are the two types of blood cancer that we typically think about, and they're very common. About 1 million people actually live with blood cancers in the United States, and someone gets diagnosed every 3 minutes or so. Unfortunately, about every 9 or 10 minutes, we lose someone to one of those diseases. And as you said, you know, what does it do to our body? So blood cells go everywhere. So there is not a corner in the body which is not reachable by blood cells. And therefore, surgery, which we think of as a mainstay of treatment for many cancers, like colon cancer, lung cancer, the solid tumors, surgery is not something we use for therapy of blood cancers so much. So that's what makes them a bit distinct. When blood cancer gets diagnosed, often it is already involving several parts of the body, and then surgery does not become a good option. So we use systemic therapies, what we call drugs, sometimes radiation, but most commonly drugs for treatment of those cancers.
In the release they gave me, it sort of referred to these as sort of lifelong cancer. Explain that a little bit. I guess it's not as serious as some other cancers that affect particular organs, but how do people manage this and how do they live with it?
So, yeah, so some of those cancers can be lifelong. There are more aggressive types of blood cancers, for example, acute leukemia. Childhood leukemias are typically aggressive when we jump in with chemotherapy and try to cure them as soon as possible. And there are more slow-growing types, or indolent types, we call them, of lymphoma or leukemia. And examples there would be follicular lymphoma or chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And those types of lymphoma are different in a sense that we don't necessarily treat them at the time of diagnosis. So some folks with this diagnosis can actually live for about 4, 5, 6 years on average, say, before we begin therapy. And in our decision to start therapy, we are guided by our patient's symptoms, anything else that may be going in the blood, patient's condition. But in fact, many people may live with those conditions and not necessarily even know it. So when patients get diagnosed, this approach can be a substantial source of anxiety. You know, you get diagnosed with cancer, and the next thing you get told is that you won't be treated for it right away. But in this particular case, it is not an ominous sign. It just means that sometimes those cancers can stay under good control without us interfering.
How is some of this diagnosed to begin with?
So typically we diagnose those by biopsy, and, you know, just to say, specifically talk about follicular lymphoma, patients might present with swollen lymph nodes, lymph glands, and then we do a biopsy, and then in collaboration with the pathologist, we make the right diagnosis. So it's typically a pretty complex endeavor. But biopsy is typically what we do. And symptoms that can lead to that as well are fatigue, weight loss, night sweats sometimes. They're fairly nonspecific, but the biopsy is ultimately what makes the diagnosis possible.
So what kind of treatment then eventually is taking place with the patient?
Well, so there are actually a few those days, and in general, over the past 20 years, there's been a substantial improvement in outcomes in lymphoma, in part due to introduction of novel therapies. And we typically use a combination of chemo and immunotherapy for someone who gets diagnosed with follicular lymphoma. Examples would be bendamustine or cyclophosphamide for chemotherapy. And for immunotherapy, drugs such as obinutuzumab, which was approved in the past year for therapy of some patients with follicular lymphoma, rituximab, which we have used over the past decade. Then there is a whole emerging field of novel targeted therapies as well. So, of course, all of those treatments have side effects. There is not necessarily a one-size-fits-all approach. So, really, people should talk to their doctor about what's right for them in the end. But those are general general treatments available.
Doctor, with the patients that you treat that have something like this, how many types of therapy do they end up going to until they find one that works? Or is it, how does that process really work for you?
Right. Yeah. So again, every patient is unique. Typically, we are quite good at picking the therapy which would work for the patient. So most patients would respond to the first therapy that we use. In follicular lymphoma specifically, again, it's a combination of chemotherapy, immunotherapy that I mentioned. It has very good efficacy. Then the next question is, how long does it work for? So follicular lymphoma, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, those are the type, those are diseases that we cannot cure. So again, many patients live with them for a very long time and can actually have very productive lives. And then it really varies and depends on so many factors in terms of what is the tumor biology. But I would say for the vast majority of patients, we can find therapy which works well for them right away.
We've talked a lot about lots of information today. Where's a good place maybe to get some resources for people maybe that know somebody who have recently been diagnosed so that they can be up to date on the latest information?
So good resources would be Lymphoma Research Foundation, specifically about lymphoma and what we use for treatment of lymphoma. They have recently redesigned their website. It's easy to use. The other good source is Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, LLS.org. And those two entities fund a lot of good research and have very good verified information for patients with lymphoma and leukemia.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Dr. Alexei Danilov, oncologist, joining us this morning to talk about lifelong cancers such as lymphoma, follicular lymphoma. Appreciate your time, doctor. Thank you.